Get up, out of bed, get up. Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, Central Queensland. It is Tim and Jess here live for you on your Monday morning. Happy Labor Day, wherever you are.
Yeah, hopefully you're taking a day off. We really hope you're having a good holiday.
Fingers crossed, because we're here. And look, we're trying to make the best of the sad situation that we are at work, because we've had... We didn't even have a normal weekend. We were so busy at the Boy and Tanum hookup that I would say we had a good 5 hours where we were required to do something.
Busy is a strong word. We watched a duck race, mate.
Hey.
That's a pretty good day at work in my eyes.
I'm exhausted. Do you know how many duck puns I made? I am exhausted. Also, we are going to be chatting about that duck race at the Boy and Tanum hookup because, blimey, just a scene of events happened and a lot of fingers are being pointed in our direction.
Absolutely. Look, Tim, after 8:30, MasterChef is kicking off tonight at 7:30. So we decided to get one of the men in charge on the phone.
Osher Gunsberg. We're so excited.
No, surprisingly, this is one show Osher's not a part of.
Oh, I thought he was the CEO of Channel 10. I apologise.
Gary Megan is going to be joining us on the phone after 8:30 to chat MasterChef and everything that's coming up this season. It's going to be a big one.
Also, Jess, I'm going to set a challenge for you and the people of Central Queensland. Offend me in 3 words.
Oh.
You only have 3 words to do so. You can, if you want, you can offend Jess. Go nuts.
Yep.
But at the moment, I want...
It's more fun to offend Tim.
Yeah, because... I'm heartless, as someone described to me this weekend. So nothing's going to reach me. Nothing's going to get deep down inside me.
3 words is a lot of is not that many to insult someone. But
no, well, you can't use swears.
You are ugly.
I knew that. So joke's on you.
Tim, coming up next, I want to tell you about a lady who experienced my worst fear over the weekend.
You have a lot of, you always say, this is my worst fear. And I've heard 17 different worst fears.
This one tops the list.
All right.
Because it involves a cockroach and the human body.
All right, we'll talk about it next.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
I know I say a lot of things are my worst nightmare, Timmy.
Sure.
But this one has got to be right up there.
Right up there.
The idea of a cockroach, and I'm bracing myself right now, cockroach landing itself in my ear and burrowing for a few days makes me feel physically ill.
Now, I wish I could rattle off a list of things where you go, blah, 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 blah. It was the worst thing I could imagine in my life. That involves moths, spiders,
yes,
snakes,
oh, yeah,
cockroaches,
mm-hmm,
Aussie men. the list goes on and on. Why is a cockroach inside a body such a bad
thing? Let me describe this to you. So this woman, she woke up in the middle of the night and said she felt something in her ear, and it felt like someone had jammed like a piece of like a chip.
Like a pretzel.
In her ear. And she was like, ooh, what is that?
What are the kids doing with the Pringles?
So in the middle of the night, she got up, went to the bathroom and got out a cotton swab, you know, like one of those little cotton buds.
They're bad. Don't. Mm. Regardless whether you have something in your ear or not, don't use them, because it doesn't take things out. It pushes it in.
So she was trying to swab whatever it was out of her ear. She had no idea what it was at this point.
Okay.
Pulls out the swab and realizes there's two little brown sticks at the end of it. And then the panic filled her brain when she realised they weren't sticks.
They were pumpkin seeds, and she's got a pumpkin growing inside of her just like the Rugrats.
I would love a pumpkin growing inside of me. Legs of an animal? No, thank you.
Yeah,
so you don't want anything alive inside your ear.
I don't know if I've told you this, but maybe like 5-6 years ago, I had a headache for about a month, and I was like, what's going on?
No.
And I went to the doctor, there was an earwig inside my ear.
See? There's another one.
Yeah.
Nothing small and with legs should ever crawl inside your body.
I only forgot year 11 maths. It wasn't the worst thing in the world.
Wow, so you had it in there for a month?
Roughly, yeah. It could have been longer.
I thought it was bad she had this cockroach in there for 9 days.
Oh, she's
a
rookie.
You had an earwig in your ear for a month.
We became friends. I miss
this
you, Pablo.
This explains so much about you.
It's the only person to really get inside me and really know who I am and what colour my brain is. Yeah. Apparently, it's light pink. Who would have known?
This is the Tim and Jess Catch Up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and Central Queensland. And Tim, the Avengers Infinity War has already smashed $1 billion at the box office.
Too much money.
huge,
too much money. It seems like every movie that gets released, though, at the moment, it's just breaking a record. Like, it was Black Panther only a few months ago at the start of the year, or end of last year, with Star Wars, Return of the Jedi.
People love this nerdy stuff, don't they? Like, I'm all about it at the moment.
Why are you going to drop the N-word?
I mean, I went to see it on Friday night, and the cinema was packed. Like, I have never been to a cinema that was full. Like, I reckon it was sold out.
Did you have to sit up the front?
There was people seat. Yeah, I was like sat maybe three rows from the front.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Do you know, I've actually walked out of a cinema. I've purchased a ticket and the only seats were the front row. And I was like, well, I'm not breaking
joking?
I'm not breaking my neck for the water for elephants.
But it's for event. I was going to say.
It's not
for
happening.
Avengers.
No.
For a waterfall elephants,
you made
a good choice.
What you do is because essentially we don't have jobs. I go to see the movies in the middle of the week at the most inconvenient time for human beings.
This is when I usually go. I went 6 o'clock on a Friday like a rookie.
Idiot.
Yeah, but it was great. Great atmosphere. And obviously, I mean, look, without giving away any spoilers, it is a great movie.
It needs to make money because the amount of cash they would have had to spend on the actors in that movie.
Like everyone that you could think of is pretty
Marvel
much in
actor.
It. Except there's a couple that didn't feature that will probably feature in the sequel.
Right. You don't need to. Don't offend the nerds. Don't offend the nerds.
No spoilers. I'm just letting you know that March 2019 is when Captain Marvel is set for release.
Thank you. Shush.
It's a new movie.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Whoa.
The fourth Avengers will follow it in May 2019.
All right.
And then, look, we're probably going to see some sequels for Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther, Spider-Man. It's all coming, probably, as well, Doctor Strange as well.
All
so,
right.
Very exciting for nerds across Central Queensland.
You're the worst. You are the absolute worst.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Yes, it's not just Labor Day today, but Beef Week kicked off yesterday in Rockhampton.
Yeah, and we're so excited to get to Beef Week this week. But obviously, we're still stuck in the studio this morning.
Yes, it is a shame.
Someone that is at Beef Week is Simo from the Hit Squad.
Simo, how are you going, champ?
Good morning. I'm great. I'm out at Beef Australia, and there's people everywhere already. Just
really?
Getting ready for the opening at 9 o'clock. So it's all action station.
That's incredible. It's 10 to 7, and people are already getting excited.
People
for
love
it.
Beef, Tim. Yeah. Simo, what's happening today? Are there any big events going on today at Beef Week?
So there's plenty of stuff to be had at Beef Week. I can't wait myself, actually, to go and try out all the food, to be honest with you. So that's what I am most of the people are occupied probably looking forward to, but there's also the shows are on today, so come down and have a look. It's all happening.
Now, Simo, I know you, because every time we hang out, you seem to have a kebab or something in your hands, and that's not a dig, mate. That's I admire that out of you. What's your game? Like, what type of beef are you heading for today?
See, look, I like a nice piece of rump. That's the cut I like, medium rare. So, you know what? I'm just going to go and try just about every kind of piece of meat there is. And then by the end of the day, I'll have a definitive answer on what the best is.
Simo's not doing the 8-week challenge with us, Tim.
No. You know what the best thing is? When you go to some restaurants, and I'm not going to name them, when you want your certain steak medium rare, medium, normally I ask for medium so that it gets cooked medium rare.
Right.
But this is the type of place where you ask and you receive.
Yeah.
There's no mind games.
You're getting some quality meat today.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait, honestly. You know, the best thing about medium rare is that little bit of blood that comes out in the meat.
Oh, Simo goes
good.
For the really rare, the
really
properly rare.
We'll get it blue. But, Simo, we appreciate your time. Go and get in all the lines you need to eat all the beef you want. So go
send us some pics, mate.
Yeah, send us some pics.
I'm already lining up. You just look for the bloke. Yeah, I'm there. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Simo. You can check out Beef Week at Rocky all week long.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
We had so much fun at the Boyntunnum hookup over the weekend, Tim.
Oh man, it was wild.
We were lucky enough to host the RACQ Capricorn Helicopter Rescue Duck Race.
I feel like it's not wordy enough, in my opinion, the name of it. No, but it was good fun. My favourite thing was about 10 minutes before it started, we were talking to the organisers we've been speaking to for the last few months, and we were like, oh, are you excited? And they were like, oh man, we're worried. What's going on? They're like, well, the tide's going one way and the wind's going the other. Which, if you're not familiar with tides and winds, that's not what you want if you want something to go in one particular direction.
They were concerned that the ducks would stay in the same spot.
It's called a stability stable test, and you just stay in the exact same spot. But there was the corporate duck race as well as the generic duck race that was very exciting. So, both races were exciting each in their own.
So the corporate ducks were released first. They were the bigger ones
if
you were there
ducks.
On the day yesterday. And then all the little yellow ducks
followed suit
behind them.
And as most ducks do, ducks flew together. There was a giant congregation, you could almost say, of these ducks. But the corporate race is what we want to focus on. We do congratulate the winners. We met the winners after the race. They've got to return fares to Heron Island. Not the worst
incredible.
Prize to win. But it's who won the corporate race that's really getting fingers pointed at, mainly at yourself and I.
It's because we entered a hit duck, Tim.
Yeah, Captain Quackers.
Captain Quackers, we'd had no expectations of him.
The gender-neutral duck.
We really didn't think he was going to get very far.
Hey, it. Gender-neutral.
I had no faith in him. It.
Mate.
Them.
Are you trying to offend a whole bunch of people right now? You know? It was, yes. We trained Captain Quackers, mm-hmm. and we were quietly confident. Turns out our quiet confidence should have been broadcast at a much louder volume because Captain Quackers didn't just win the race. I'm going to say dominated the race.
Straight out of the gate was ahead of every other duck by a good couple of metres.
It almost looked like people had put all the ducks, the corporate ducks, in a line and then just turfed Captain Quackers about 5 metres ahead of the rest.
And I still, Tim, cannot explain how he got so far in front. They got so in front.
Mate, I'm offended. I'm offended. And look, we couldn't, like, because the prize for winning the corporate event was an advertising package here with the radio station.
Yeah.
Going to be broadcasting. Captain Quackers gets to decide. they get to decide what they're going to advertise. It could be about bread, duck feed, you know. It's going to be interesting.
Congratulations to everyone that competed yesterday in the corporate duck race, as well as everyone that put a duck into the race. We cannot thank you enough.
It was beautiful.
RACQ Capricorn Helicopter Rescue thanks you as well.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
There was a massive festival in Sydney over the weekend. It was the IEM tournament, the Intel Extreme Masters. It's sort of like gaming, like computer games, and it's quite a large competition worldwide. The winner of this weekend took home $250,000.
Whoa!
So it's not just some small, like, let's all play Mario Kart. they were playing kind of like, it's like the 2020 version of gaming. So it wasn't like long-form games. It was like, right, let's get this over and done quickly. Best 16 against
Speed
each
rounds.
Other. Speed rounds. Round robin. And there was something, the crowd, there was a massive crowd there, thousands and thousands of people, and something so Australian has happened, but at the same time, something so un-Australian's happened, and it's made me both proud and not proud to be a representative of this country.
Okay.
So
no one asked you to represent this country, mate.
Well, here we are. something happened where the crowd, there was alcohol allowed, and the crowd was getting rowdy, things were getting exciting, and last year, security was on high alert because someone did a shooey during one of their finals.
Oh,
so security were on high alert and they said, all right, be careful and be watching out for people doing shoeys because they're going to get booted out if we catch them doing it.
What? Why?
Because, they don't want... Because essentially the crowd turns its focus onto that. Things get a bit rowdy.
Right, okay.
So lo and behold, this year, someone does a shoey. And what do you think happened?
Well, they got thrown out.
Security came and grabbed him by the collar. Excuse me, sir, you get out of here.
Un-Australian.
Un-Australian. You want to hear the Australian bit?
Here we go.
As a protest, the other 1,000 members of the crowd...
Yes!
...took off a shoe and raised it in the air and held it for a substantial amount of time.
They can't send us all out at once!
Well, no, they all didn't do shoeys, but they held it up as a protest to this person that was booted out for doing a shoey.
Did they bring him back in?
That wasn't released to me. I'm waiting for my daily email from the IEM Awards. But I think that is the best way to harmless protesting, in my opinion. The gamers weren't so happy. They're like, this is what happens when people want their 15 seconds of fame. Can't it just be about the game?
You know what?
What are you doing?
I'm going to raise my thong.
Raise your thong. Why aren't you wearing it? You had to leave the desk to go and get that. Why is it on your foot?
I don't wear shoes during the show. You know that.
Sorry. I'm the unreasonable one.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hit.
Hit CQ's Mother of the Year. Thanks to Gladstone Yacht Club. Open daily for lunch and dinner by the water.
We want to crown your mum the Mother of the Year for 2018.
25 words is what you need. That's your restrictions, essentially, on why your mum is the best. We've already had so many entries, dozens and dozens of entries about why their mum is the best. And it might be things she does for you at home. Might be things she does for you. You've moved out of home and she's just the bomb.
It might be just a mum in your life that you know who's doing a killer
job. Exactly. And because mums are the best and we are celebrating Yachty's on Friday night, just before Mother's Day, with a special event where we are going to crown a Mother of the Year, and they're going to get an incredible prize package.
If I could nominate my mum, Tim, I absolutely would. I think she's an incredible mum.
I love my mum. I'm inviting her just to rub it in her face that she can't win. Legally, she cannot win this prize, but I do love it.
But I want to talk on 13, 12, 16 about creative punishments that you've gotten from your mum.
Now, your mum, in my opinion, is a genius.
Yeah.
She's a mad genius with creative
punishments. She's always
been
able to come up with the right kind of punishment to get us over the line.
That's right.
Including, as a kid, I was not big into breakfast, which may surprise you now as a breakfast radio announcer.
Yes.
But I still don't eat breakfast pretty much every day.
No, it's not for us.
It's not a thing for me. I just never enjoyed eating breakfast, but Mum would always force me to have a bowl of Weet-Bix every morning.
Sure.
As most parents do.
How many do you do, Jess?
Right? I tried to do two. I usually do zero.
You hero.
Until it got to the point where it had been months and months of me just fighting with Mum.
Yep.
I didn't want to eat my breakfast. And she reached her breaking point, locked me in the laundry, propped my breakfast on the washing machine and said, "You're not coming out until you finish every last bite."
Okay, look.
I finished my Weet-Bix in record time that morning.
Look, I don't want to take anything away from your mum, but I do that to my dog. So I don't know where she's got that method from, but if my dog's not eating her food in the laundry, food bowl, she's not coming out until she's finished it. So Loretta,
I bet your dog cries a lot less than I did.
Did she pat you on the head and say, "Good girl"?
I also got a treat.
Look, I'm trying to think of creative punishments. The only, like, I think it was like maybe one or twice. I got soap in the mouth.
Swearing. See, I never got the soap in the mouth thing.
That's because you guys were swearing from when you were 6 months old. So it's a different lifestyles. But on 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Creative punishments from your mum.
Mm-hmm.
What did she inflict on you as a child? Obviously creative and harmless.
Yeah.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. How did your mum creatively let you know you'd done something wrong?
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're a mum who's currently in the middle of a situation.
Yes. Let us know what your tricks and treats are. 13, 12, 16. Mothers are creative geniuses. Mm-hmm. And we want to celebrate them by crowning the first ever Mother of the Year for Hit CQ, which is going to be happening on Friday. So get your entries in at hit.com.au.
Because if you've forgotten, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Yeah. So race out, use your day off for good, and go and get Mum a present.
And if you don't enter in to be the Mother of the Year for Central Queensland, she might punish you.
Mm-hmm.
And mums have the most creative punishments in the world. Jess, your mum used to lock you in the laundry till you ate your breakfast.
Yes.
Smart.
Guess who ate her breakfast real quick every time she got locked in the laundry? This guy.
This guy over here. So we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, creative punishments from your mother. Because mum's minds, they work in different ways. They're always wide on because when they need to teach a lesson, why'd you say no?
Do you know what? Me and my brother used to share a Lego set and we had one of those Lego boards that you could put all the Lego on.
Of course.
And we were fighting over it one day. My mum walked in, snapped it on her knee and went, "There, you both have one now."
All right. That's not creative. That's violent. So, Loretta, we're going to have to call you after this and make sure the kids are okay.
She can't help it. All right, she gets fired up.
I feel like in a court of law that wouldn't hold up. But we've had Nikki from Rockhampton on 13, 12, 16 call through. Nikki, your mum had a creative punishment when you were a kid?
I would steal silver coins out of her purse and she became friends with a copper and they actually arrested me. Come to my mum. When I was young, mum had it all planned after I stole like $2, I think, for ice cream or something. Took me to the police station and everything, and I've never, ever, ever in my life stolen again.
That's amazing.
Wow.
That is incredible. Yeah. Did you actually think that you were being arrested?
Oh, yeah. And there was, like, other things she used to say that she'd take me to a foster home if I stole again.
They were like,
she took me to this police station, and they, like, had to go through the whole thing because this is in Katherine, Northern Territory.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And, yeah, I went through all the procedure and they're like, "So what did you learn today?" I was like, "I'm never stealing again."
That's incredible. It's the creative ones that really can drill the lessons in home. Because if your mum was just kind of like, don't do that, you'd be like, what's the worst going to happen? I'm going to get a don't.
You end up on an episode of Blue Heelers. That's what's going to happen.
It was actually the most terrifying moment. And I'm a mother myself and I think I would probably do that too.
Well, make sure if you do ever go to the cops, just call ahead, let them know what's going on.
Yeah, so, seems like a rite of passage now.
Thanks for
your...
I could have a day off parenting that day though, so it's a win-win situation.
Thanks for your call, Nikki. I like that one.
Thank you. Bye.
See you, mate.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's almost too creative. And I feel like in this day and age, you probably wouldn't be able to get away. Because I tried to get arrested. There's a lot of red tape around that. Apparently, I'm going to have to do something properly illegal. Who's got the time?
I could dress up as a cop and scare your kids.
All right, you're not intimidating. But if you want to celebrate your mum, hit.com.au, register her to be the first ever Mother of the Year this Friday at Yachty's in Gladstone.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, we're joined on the phone now by someone pretty special.
Yeah.
One of three judges on MasterChef Australia.
My favourite judge.
It is kicking off tonight, 7:30. Gary Megan, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Good, buddy. You must be so excited. This is set to be, I guess, the biggest season of MasterChef we've ever seen.
Gee, I hear that a lot, you know, like every year. It's just the biggest one, but 10 years, it's a milestone.
Yeah.
We've got old before everybody's eyes, which is spectacular.
Now, obviously, as you said, 10 years. I still remember the first season with Julie winning, if I'm not correct. And it's come such a long way. This year, what can people expect that's a little bit different? Because I know you kind of like to change it up a little bit every year.
Yeah, I mean, we've certainly got some crazy guests this year, along with Gordon Ramsay, who is an absolute thrill. You know, so he was a whirlwind, put it that way. And we've got Nigella Lawson, we've got Heston again this year, and just a raft of kind of, you know, some of the best chefs in the country. So it's beautiful for us because, you know, we're real foodies. We're nerds, total nerds. So we get to, you know, meet them and enjoy their company as much as the contestants.
I think that's what I love about MasterChef. It's one of the only shows, cooking shows on TV, that isn't so much, like, it's a competition, but everyone's helping each other out. There's no nastiness like the other cooking shows
right,
that we've
let's
got
let's not
on.
Throw swords. Calm down.
Yeah, well, look, you know, MKR's a different show. Like, and the comparisons have always been there since year one, but we've just become completely different. Both shows have, you know, found their own, you know, niche, I suppose. And ours has always been based on that. I mean, one of the first things we tell our contestants when they come in, if you work together, you'll learn and you'll progress in the competition. If you don't, then you won't. And it's really, it dawns on them, you know, maybe a few eliminations in, but actually we're telling them the truth. It's not some kind of TV, you know, rubbish that
some
we're trying
test.
To, you know, force on them. Yeah, no, it's not a test. And we, you know, people come in with all these strategies like, you know, I've got these recipes that I'm going to try out. And, of course, their ideas, they run out really quickly. So the only way they're ever going to grow is to go, hey, you know, what did you cook today? What was that thing? You know, that chocolate pastry or that mousse that you made. And once they start showing each other, the learning is incredible. So, you know, and we are, you know, it's a little foodie bubble, and it sounds a bit cliche, but even Nigella this year said that it took her about a day to warm up, and then she said, that's right, you're like my three naughty brothers that I never had. And what I love is that you just talk about food all the time. And so it's her kind of place, and that's why she keeps saying yes, you know, to coming back. So we like that. It's, you know, it's our thing.
Now, Gary, one last thing before we do head off. Here in central Queensland at the moment, we have Beef Week, which celebrates beef from all around Australia. If there's one thing we need to be looking for in our beef while we check it out this week, what's that one thing?
Beef. Gee, that's an odd question.
I know, right?
Hey, I get asked all sorts of strange things. I'm with you. My honest answer is know your butcher. And that sounds funny too. Like, yeah, sure, you know, I only get to go to the supermarket to buy what I buy. But even some of the supermarkets now have butchery departments like the old days. And knowing your butcher is the key, because then you can ask every week when you go in, what's good, what tastes nice, what's tender. You know, I'm making a braise, or I'm making a, you know, something that's going on the barbie. And he's an expert or she's an expert in their field, and they'll always give you, you know, the right advice, rather than kind of buying random stuff under plastic, which is really hard to do.
Yeah.
Sounds like really basic advice, but when I can, I always go to the market and buy it because I'm lucky. Right. You know, in Melbourne, we've got lots of markets. But that's, yeah. That's,
so we're looking for guys in white coats today. Is that what you're telling us?
White aprons, yeah. Well, we really appreciate your time, Gary. You can check out MasterChef tonight. Thank you very much, mate.
Brilliant stuff. Stay tuned. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by Hollywood Entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. Dean, we are getting so close to that royal wedding between Harry and Meghan.
Oh, my goodness. May 19. We are counting down the days. This is going to be the most incredible wedding. Let's just start with one little feature, which I'm loving. The dress. $180,000 designed by Aussie designers Ralph and Rosso. So you're going to see Aussie design rocking the catwalk.
The
what do you
catwalk.
Call it? When, the church?
The aisle?
The aisle.
Dean, I know you go to a lot of red carpet events, but a wedding is very different.
Megan's going to be strutting down.
Well, my wedding, let me just say that. Yeah, it'll be a catwalk. Let me just say that. Well, $180,000 for the aisle, as you guys like to call it. But it's going to be fabulous. And now there's something really cool we're going to look out for this week. Megan's mother, who she's very, very close with, sitting down with Oprah Winfrey for a one-on-one exclusive interview. Now, the big topic they want to talk about is race relations and how that has kind of affected the future princess. Because, you know, when she first hooked up with Harry and we all found out, lots of people were against it because she's biracial, because people are disgusting. So, you know, it's been interesting to see from their perspective.
Do you know what, Dean? I'm kind of sick of hearing from Megan's family. Like, they all need to just pipe down. It's not about them.
No, it's not about them.
Mate, if I was about to be in the royal family, I would be broadcasting that daily. That would be on my weekly family.
We have been doing live updates. Well, I would be doing live updates from the catwalk as she comes down the catwalk in the wedding dress.
We appreciate your time, and you've got some time off, so we'll speak to you in a few weeks. Hey, champ.
See you then. Bye, guys.
See you, mate.
Next time we chat to Dean, he'll be live from the Billboard Music Awards.
Is that how long he's taken off?
Yeah.
I didn't get that email for approval. 21st of May. Well, he's going to miss the wedding. He's going to be devastated.
He's going to miss the wedding.
Too bad, Dean. Suck it in New York.
He's going to miss Megan coming down the catwalk.
Yep.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Tim, over the weekend, a hashtag started trending.
Sure.
On Twitter that caught my eye.
Okay.
Hashtag offend me in three words.
Oh, wow. I like it. Yeah. You know what's better than an insult? A quick one. Get it over and done with. We're here for a quick time, not a good time.
But that's what I mean. Like, and it's so easy to offend people in three words.
Obviously without swearing. This is a family show.
Yeah.
Even if it is Labor Day and there might be kids asleep, but we're still going to keep it in the PG era.
And we want to set a challenge to you guys.
Yeah.
Hashtag offend us in three words.
Yeah. That's 13, 12, 16, offend us in three words. Like, Jess, would you like to try and offend me right now?
Yeah. Eyelashes too long.
You didn't offend me. Because I know for a fact that I have stunning eyelashes.
I know, and they get me every time.
All right. You're too loud.
Oh, how dare you. That works.
Yep.
Mind me of my ex-boyfriend.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go. Hit me with one.
Pineapple on pizza.
Yep. That is offensive.
I knew that one would get you.
Now, I have one. I'm trying to figure out how I can get it to three words.
Right.
But it's four.
Have you got something you've been holding on to for a while?
And it's mildly offensive, but because I know you, I think you're going to...
What do you mean?
It has to do with something of your past. Well, like, not you, your heritage.
I have very, very low self-esteem, so tread lightly.
Macedonia lost heaps.
Oh. It's more offensive to my grandparents. But how dare you, all the same?
How dare you is a three-word response, yes, but we're going for three-word insults. So.
12. Nah, just insult my entire heritage, no big deal.
But it's all right because we're buddies. So if you want to have a go at the German, I can't think of anything in history we've done.
But
13, 12, 16, give us a call. Offend us in three words.
Mm-hmm.
No swearing, but try and offend us in three words. On 13, 12, 16, we haven't been playing a fun little game, the radio version of offend me in three words. It was a big trend on Twitter in the last 78 hours. Not 72. I'm going to give it that extra 6 hours.
78 hours.
Yeah. For example, I said Jess before that she's too loud, and that was a winner.
One that got me on Twitter, Tim.
All right.
Hashtag friends is overrated.
Mate, I agree.
How dare you?
This is more than the three words for this insult, but friends is a bona fide 2.5 men.
Oh, you, sir, need to sit down.
Any show with a laugh track, why do you need it? Like, even Seinfeld. Overrated.
All right.
Overrated.
Here's one that might offend you.
All right.
Star Wars sucks.
I'm offended. Because it doesn't. But I know that you kind of enjoy it.
It's not making me rush out and watch the rest
and
of the movies.
The fun thing is you've really got to cram it. Three words is not a lot of words.
No.
And on 13, 12, 16, we
but
have been asking.
It can pack a lot of punch.
Exactly. The speed is the punch. Mm-hmm. And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, insult us in three words. Obviously, Let's keep it PG, the family-friendly show. And we've had Nick from Rocky call through on 13, 12, 16. Nick, give us a crack at offending us in three words.
Tim is boring.
Oh.
I'm not offended. I'm not offended. And Jess, are you offended by that?
I mean, no, because he didn't say I was boring. If he had said I was boring, I absolutely would have offended me.
Nick, look, I appreciate the effort, but I know I'm boring. So it's not upsetting. Like, this weekend literally consisted of me buying a hose and a sprinkler. So I can't argue with you.
I mean, that's fair. At least you're embracing it.
Thanks for your call, Nick.
No worries.
And we've also got Zoe from Gladstone on 13, 12, 16. Zoe, offend us in three words.
Tim's beard's too full.
Well, that's four words. So, I do appreciate the effort, but it's four words.
I love that everyone's just trying to tear you apart. Like, Zoe didn't even care about how the rules of the game work. She just wanted to get a dig in.
Hey, Jess, were you offended by that? We need an official ruling?
No.
No? That's two. That's four in a row incorrect. Zoe, what... do you think my beard is too full?
Yeah, you're doing too good a job at growing it. Like, how about all those other people that have patchy beards? Like, my partner, it's, like, spotty, so you're making him feel bad.
I feel like you've offended Zoe with just your face.
Yes. Well, turns out I'm winning the game then, so who would have thought that was going to happen? So thanks for your call, Zoe.
Thanks, guys.
No worries,
I'm really glad Zoe got that in because your face offends me every day.
Yeah, well, that was more than three words, but it still hurt my feelings. So there's to go. Quality sometimes goes over quantity.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
Boyntown Hookup was this weekend. It was great fun. I sort of jumping back and forth between home and Boyne Island. But a few kilometres on the car, which was good fun.
I pretty much lived at Boyne Island this weekend. I just crashed at one of our mate from work's house.
Turns out catching a fish was the easy part. Catching a park was the incredible challenge that I found across the whole weekend. But they did do a good effort of finding car spots for people. But something I saw leaving the Boyne Tandem Hookup last night, we helped give away some of the prizes, talked about how great Gladstone region is, and I was driving home and it was probably about halfway between Boyne and Gladstone. Car in front of me, they'd stopped at a light and I stopped behind them and stickers on cars, I'm not a massive fan of...
Oh, the bumper sticker
bumper
thing.
Stickers.
Is that
on...
like the most 1980s thing you've ever seen?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
People that still have like a bunch of bumper stickers?
I remember when I first got my car, a couple of friends of mine just put like a sticker... for like the local radio station in town or like I love the city.
We do encourage hit stickers on the cars.
But for me, I don't enjoy it, and I was very angry. And last night I saw a sticker on the back of a car window that I'm not a massive fan of, and I want to get your opinion to see if I'm overreacting.
Okay.
Sticker read in pink and cursive beautiful letters.
We hate Tim.
I would appreciate that. Hashtag mum life.
Oh, so that's like a next step up from those My Family stickers.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, all right.
Did you have the My Family stickers as
well? No, hashtag mum life was the only sticker on the back of this window.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm happy with it because, you know, I'm not about physical hashtags.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtags are on the computer and on your phone, not for street signs or stickers. And like, you're a mum. Good job.
It's a lot harder than you think, mate.
Mate, I've stubbed my toe. I think I know pain thresholds. But do you think hashtag mum life is not okay?
Yeah, look, I'm not all right with that sticker.
Yeah.
I'm not all right with, like, the My Family stickers, to be honest.
No.
Like, we get it. You've got a family.
I did have an idea because I've got a stick figures tattooed on me.
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting another set of stick figures on another part of my body, but I was like, no. I was thinking ahead for the scandal. I was like, my mates are just going to call me a My Family sticker series.
Yes.
So I'm avoiding that. As much as I do want more stick figure tattoos on me, I
thought
avoid
the
that.
Next natural progression after getting the Dirty Dancing lift on your ankle was just get Patrick Swayze's face on your chest.
Yes. Well, it turns out that's a lot more expensive than the quote I was expecting to receive. But you never know. I'm going to get some more quotes. I'll fish around.
We'll get some crowdfunding happening.
But if you got stickers on your car, don't.
This is the Tim and Jess Catch-Up on Hits.
If you ever have encountered an issue, there's one way to go about it, because complaining to, like, find the manager or I want to speak to someone in charge, that's not going to get you anywhere. You need to go to the head of the snake and just jump straight to the CEO, because this is what this bloke, Cindy Sims, done. He tweeted out over the weekend, I'd like to formally invite a manager or a member of Stan Australia to come watch TV with me, fix my service and try some delicious nachos at the same time. Guaranteed the best service will be my nachos. Having a dig at Stan Australia.
Right.
The streaming service. And
look, let's be real. Let's be real for a second here.
Yeah.
everyone's got Netflix, right? Stan is like Netflix's like ugly younger cousin.
I don't mind
that
Stan.
hasn't really built up to Netflix just status
yeah,
yet.
Well, like, it's like cars. Like, yes, there are Ferraris out there. That doesn't mean I can't drive my Corolla. It still does the same thing. Leave it alone. Stan, though, is his streaming service. And little did Sydney know, or Cindy, sorry, that the CEO of Stan slid into his DMs yes. and was like, mate, I really apologise. As you are living in the same city as I will come over, fix your service, and I will take you up on the offer of nachos and some beer.
Amazing.
And 24 hours later, a photo shared on Cindy's Instagram of the CEO of Stan, as well as Bo Ryan, NRL player, at this bloke's house.
Oh, so he brought in the big guns.
Brought in the big guns, and he... They had beers, they had nachos, Stan was fixed, and they had a great night watching some Stan telly.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race brings everyone together.
You know what my main concern is? Mum's listening right now. They love a complaint. I want to speak to the manager. I want to speak to this. This is giving them hope that if you just complain to the CEO, things will get done.
Well, at the moment, I'm waiting on a gift for my mother. I won't say what gift it is, but I got something personalised for her.
Sure.
And the machine at the store that I purchased it from...
Right.
...is apparently broken, has been for a week.
Yeah.
The day after I purchased this item.
Well, that happens.
So... Should I? Are you saying I go to the CEO of this company and it'll get fixed?
I'll slide into your DMs. It's about time someone did. So
I'm so getting on Twitter right now.
We have to make a Twitter. So that's the main thing. Takes a while to set up.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, I think I might have found your hero.
Good. I need a hero. I'm holding out for one, I
His
could almost say.
His name is Don.
Like him already. Is Don is good?
He's an American. I know. Don't hold that against him. He has now holds the Guinness World Record for most Big Macs eaten in a lifetime.
Nah, I'm not about that. I'm not about that.
30,000 Big Macs across his lifetime. He's 64 years old.
That's not good. My old housemate, Carl, he would try, no matter, he's been to many countries in the world. He's Irish and he's lived in 5 different countries, I'm pretty sure, but traveled to dozens and dozens of countries. His thing that he does is he eats a Big Mac in every country that he's ever been to.
Right, to see what the difference is?
And there's no difference, I can guarantee it. So I feel sorry for this bloke because he's probably going to have a heart attack right now.
Well, according to this story...
I gotta believe you. If it's this.
Well, Don said that he eats at least one a day and his cholesterol and blood pressure readings are both normal.
Wow.
So he's eaten 30,000. He's just hit the milestone on Friday. 30,000 Big Macs.
At what point do you think he started keeping tally?
I'm not sure.
After his 100th, he was like, maybe I'll just write this down.
He's eaten at least one Big Mac a day since May 17, 1972.
I'm glad it's a public holiday and not many kids are listening because don't take after this man.
Watch Super Size Me and then decide this is a good idea.
To be honest, I'm shocked he's made it that old. That is not a healthy lifestyle.
I mean, 64, he looks like about 92.
That's the kicker. Got to be careful.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Keith Urban and Carrie Underwood there with The Fighter. It's 8:54. Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. We are out of here soon with that Keith Urban song there. That's the song that really kicked it off for me, Jess.
Yeah, that's the reason why we're trying to get Keith Urban on the show, Tim.
For many years on this radio show, I've been vocally slamming that song. I don't like it. I just don't like it. Parallel Line, his other song. I enjoy that song.
Yeah, I reckon you're going to really love his brand new album.
Ooh, better.
It is dropping very soon, and that's why we're trying to get him on the show, so that you can apologise for slagging him off for all these years, because now you like his music.
Also, I think he needs to thank me for how much I've promoted Parallel Line. So it's a bit of like a sorry, thank you situation.
It's been 87 days and I haven't been able to get him on the show. Let's not push our luck in trying to get him to thank you as well.
Well, it's funny that you bring up 87 days. You are 13 days away from a punishment. I don't think you understand. And look, I'm going to start taking suggestions next week of the punishments you'll receive for not getting Keith Urban on the show.
Well, the listeners get to choose how I get punished.
Of course the listeners get to choose.
Right, okay. This could be dangerous.
You could be pushing you down a hill. I don't get to decide. The listeners do. Have you got... Last week you said you spoke to Joey Groth, our afternoon's
announcer. I've got a lot of irons in the fire, Tim. I've got a lot of balls in the air. There's irons, there's balls everywhere.
Don't play with balls and fire. Has any safety instructional video taught you anything?
I'm just saying there's a lot going on. I've got people on the case. Guy Sebastian's on the hunt for me.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Gross on the hunt for me. I've been talking to the big wigs in our company as well.
Yes, Joey and Guy Sebastian, the big wigs.
The big wigs. Everyone's on the case. I just have to sit back and wait.
One question before we do leave for today.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard back from Joey?
No.
So we are still at where we are at 87 days ago when you announced that you were going to get Keith Urban on this show.
Okay. I'm so much closer, though.
You're mildly pathetic. Anyway, have a great Labor Day. We're out of here. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 5 a.m. as always. Listen to the catch-up if you missed anything. Tomorrow on the show, Jess, very exciting because I'm going to tell you how great I am. I passed the test. Didn't even know I was taking the test. It's exciting, right? Have a good one, guys. Stay out of the rain.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.